And to begin, I'd like to invite you to just take a moment to settle into your seat. Take a deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. Just feel the weight of the body on the seat or the chair. And let go of the morning you've already had. Ice scraping, travel, computers, breakfast, no breakfast. Just let yourself settle into however you are right now. And then continuing on our theme of generosity, yesterday we talked a little bit about the most obvious way of being generous in our lives, of just giving material things, including money. And today I want to talk about some of the other ways in which, or over the course of the week, we'll talk about other ways in which we can look at generosity in our lives. And today I wanted to talk about time. Just think about how generous or not generous you are with your time. And think about the ways in which we feel that there's enough time in our lives. I once went to this lecture that this guy was talking about time management, and he said this wonderful thing. It was a great reminder. There is no time management. Everyone has the same amount of time. We're not managing time, but we can manage how we relate to time. And I was reminded of this yesterday when I was at the gym. It was this wonderful example of how the meditation sort of affects our regular life. So I'm at the gym, and I noticed that the paper towel thing was all jammed up. So I just went to the other part of the room and used the one that was not jammed up, got my things done, and thought, oh, I should tell the person at the front desk that the paper towel thing is jammed up. And so I left the room and I went to the front desk, and she was busy. So I went about my business, and I thought, oh, I should tell her when I leave. And I thought, oh, they'll probably figure it out. And it occurred to me, how generous is that of my time? It would take just a half a minute to stop and think about other people and think about helping someone with their job. And so I caught myself thinking about that, in part because we're looking at generosity in our practice. And so I did stop and tell her. I felt like I had to, you know, walk the talk, right? But it really points to how we can feel stingy with our time and to think that the time belongs to just us, like our time is just ours. But actually, time belongs to everyone. And so that's something to consider as you go through your day and to think about in your practice. And also, I think it really points to the way in which these very small little practices of taking a little time to consider something like generosity pops up in other places in our lives. It's like the magic, I think, of the meditation practice, is it starts to ripple out into our lives. So I'd like to invite you today to consider how you relate to time. What's time like for you? Does it feel like there's enough for me? Not really. But can you be generous with your time? So let us shift to our formal practice. So taking a seat that feels grounded to you, feeling the weight of the body resting here, feet on the floor, seat on the seat, the whole body just present. Feeling all the ways in which you're being supported and that there's a sense of abundance of support for you. The generosity of the earth to hold you. And then from that groundedness of generosity, receiving the generosity of the earth, feeling the generosity of your own presence, connecting to the length of your back so that you're upright but not rigid, not too loose, not too tight. Allowing the shoulders to be relaxed so there's a sense of opening or softening in front. Relaxing our hands, connecting to ease wherever you feel it. And just allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth of our practice together.